Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, I thought your team played with great poise last night on the road in a tough place to play. How do you teach poise?
You know what? I think that's just experience and players. And that's all the credit that goes to the players right there. And again, you either have it or you don't, I think, Schulte.
Game last night to me had more intensity than some regional games that you guys have played in over the years. To me, that's all familiarity and league points are on the line. Take the fans inside the glass. What was last night like?
It was playoff hockey. It was NCAA hockey. It was championship game hockey. It was for November. It was a game. It was a March and April game in November, Schulte. I guess that's the best way of putting it.
There's no doubt you played better after the first period. What was said during the first intermission?
Well, I was a little frustrated at our turnovers, and I read Mike Hastings' quote in the paper today, and he was frustrated with theirs a second period, and it was actually, you know, their second period was our first period, and we didn't get pucks behind their defense, and we didn't play 200 feet. We were playing 140 feet, and when you're going to play 140 feet, they're going to counter, they're going to transition, they're going to make some plays, they're going to have zone entry, they're going to get shots, you're on your heels. It just was one of those types of periods, and the last thing you want to do is have that type of period to be your first period on Friday. You want to have a kind of a, you know, you want to have kind of a vanilla road period where you want to get your legs under you. You went to Fairbanks, Alaska last weekend, just kind of lull them to sleep with a very simple period, and we didn't do that, Schulte, and we played into their hands, and we were fortunate enough to only be down 1-0.
You've given up just 7 goals in league play this year. How in the heck is that even possible?
I guess we have puck luck. We have some things going our way. But I also want to sit there and, let everybody know it's a testament to our players. Our commitment to defense is awful good. And our details defensively are good. Our goaltending, I mean, we can't say enough about Bits and how he's playing right now. But also our defensemen, which, obviously before the season, I think was a question mark with our lack of experience. I mean, you take a look last night, we had 2 freshmen, 3 sophomores, and a junior. I mean, it might be the youngest D-core, if not, in the league, maybe in the country. And, we didn't have a senior in the lineup, and again, 1 upperclassman. So those guys have really matured, and they're playing like seasoned veterans.
I'm going to walk out on the ledge and say this is your collective best defensive team. I'm talking forwards getting back. I'm talking goalies and all the defensemen since I've been here. You agree?
Well, I don't want to sit there. You know what, Schulte? I can't argue with it. I can't argue with it. And I don't want to sit there and say I don't like using the word best or this or that because you get caught up in the moment and it's a long season and things can go, can backfire in a quick hurry. And you and I know that. But it's right now they've sure passed the test, Schulte, and I can't disagree so far. And, again, the bottom line is you can't do it once in a while. You got to do it all the time. And let's just see if we're consistent with that type of effort.
More on Tom Ceratori when we return. Medusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Coach Tom Ceratori. Asked you earlier this week at your press conference about the insurance policy of already being 8-0. After last night, you're now 10 points up on second place. Insurance policies are there for a reason, right?
You know, they are, Schulte. And you look back and you win some games early, and it sure helps you right now in these situations because you're going to lose some games. And you want to obviously, again, sometimes, again, you want to play with the house money a little bit. And I think that's what you're alluding to right there. And that was big last night, getting those points. But darn it, you get so greedy, and you also realize that you have the ability of separating yourself even more. But it gets to a point where when you're playing well, you're feeling it, but you can't get content. You can't get complacent. And I felt last night we got very complacent in the first period. And you have to realize that who you're playing, and teams are going to play their best against you. And when you're playing a team like Mankato, who has just dominated you in this building for years, that you better make sure, again, that you're not only good physically, but you're good mentally as well.
You had some CHA teams that just dominated in the standings too. Can you even compare those years, 2-point games to 3-point games?
You know what, Schulte, I really have never thought about it because I think it's all relative, but I try not to look at the standings. You just want, if you can take care of business yourself, you don't need to worry about the standing so much. But I do understand what you're saying as far as the insurance policy, that's for sure. But, again, it's so early and there's so much hockey left. And there's going to be a cycle of 4 to 6 games where, 8 games that are going to be very tough on us. And, you want to try to find ways to get points in those particular games. And I think that's where we're at right now.
On to 3-on-3. How much have you practiced it?
We've done some three-on-three, but we're almost doing it for conditioning purposes. It's not like we're doing it anything tactically. We just talked about, we had four bullet points last night about the three-on-three, and the thing as a coach, you don't want to overcoach on the three-on-three. The guys, it's all about instincts. It's all about making plays. But there's three or four things you have to do. Number one is you have to hit the net. Number two, you have to line change when you have possession of the puck. Number three, you have to wedge. You have to make sure you have somebody in the middle of the rink at all times so they can't go side to side on you, and you can't get two guys on the puck carrier. The other thing is that you have to do is if you do have possession of the puck in the offensive zone and you're being pressured, don't be afraid to carry the puck out of the zone, whereas 5-on-5, you're going to cycle it down low and keep it low because you want to possess it and you want to keep it. And the other thing is that, you know, we kind of noticed last night as a coaching staff, if we do make a save and there's a rebound, try to transition right away and catch them flat-footed and try to, you know, get up ice and try to create a 2-on-1. So those are the four or five bullet points I think you want to try to adhere to. Other than that, guys just need to play.
Your culture is to attack. How hard is it to teach to retreat?
Well, I think it takes care of itself if you're talking about a 3-on-3. I think you have to, you know, it's the old adage, where's the available ice? And if the available ice is behind you, take it. If it's in front of you, take it. I think that's what you have to do 3-on-3.
Is there ever a situation you'd want three forwards out there?
Yeah, Schultze, we've talked about it. And we didn't do it last night, but I wouldn't have a problem putting a forward line out there, because I do think defensively it's not as big. It's man-on-man. You're just staying with somebody. If you feel that's your strengths of a team, I think you do. And I know certain teams, I have talked to some teams before the season about 3-on-3 just to try to, try to get plugged in a little bit with it. And there's teams who have done three forwards. And again, I think it's all your personnel, Schultze.
Every zone entry yesterday in 3-on-3 seemed to be different. Is there ever a structure of 3-on-3, or is it just pick up hockey and go where you can?
I think it's just, again, I use the football analogy. What does a good running back do? Goes to open field all the time, whether that's outside or inside. And I think that's the same thing in hockey. When you have the puck, don't bring pucks into pressure. Again, do you have outside ice? Do you have inside ice? If the gap is tight, you got to go outside and get the puck behind them. If the gap is soft, now you have the ability of cutting in front of the defenseman. So I just think it's all a bunch of reads and where's the available ice and take the available ice, because if you take the available ice, you're going to possess it.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.